Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 8, verses 4 through 15. The Reverend Dr. Matthew Harrison is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Luke, the 8th chapter. When a great crowd was gathering and people from town after town came to Jesus, he said in a parable, a sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell along the path and was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the air devoured it. And some fell on the rock, and as it grew up, it withered away, because it had no moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up with it and choked it. And some fell into good soil, and grew, and yielded a hundredfold. As Jesus said these things, he called out, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And when his disciples asked him what this parable meant, he said, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of God, but for others they are in parables, so that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand." Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. The ones along the path are those who have heard. Then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved. And the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear the word, receive it with joy, but these have no root. They believe for a while, and in time of testing, fall away. And as for what fell among the thorns, they are those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life. And their fruit does not mature. As for that in the good soil, they are those who, hearing the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart and bear fruit with patience. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This is really a terrible parable of warning. I suppose it's not so much about the Word of God as the seed as it is the warning to us, the warning to all people, that when the Word of God comes, the grace of God is not irresistible. This is a great mystery. It is the Word of God alone that causes eternal life. It is not by decision of man or anything in us, and yet it's resistible. You see this mystery in the book of Acts, chapter 13, at Pisidian Antioch, where Paul is preaching, and he preaches to the Jews, and he says, because you have rejected this word of God and considered yourselves unworthy of eternal life, we turn now to the Gentiles. Whose fault is it for the lack of belief? Completely their fault. And then he turns, preaches to the Gentiles a few verses later, and the text says, and as many as were appointed to eternal life believed. That is a conundrum, if not a flat contradiction. It's a mystery. Some would answer the mystery by trying to say, well, you have free will in spiritual matters, and therefore you may decide and you make the right choice on the information, you're saved. Others would say, no, it's completely God's decision whether to have you remain in unbelief or to believe. What do we say? We say what the Bible says. If you don't believe, it's your fault. If you do believe, it's completely God's fault. Luther said about this parable, we should read it to see which one we are. Which are we? Which kind of seed are we? Well, I think in reading it, we can see ourselves in all the examples. The seed is the Word of God. Ones along the path are those that have heard. Then the devil comes along and takes away the word from their hearts so that they may not be believe and be saved. The devil works. He works his will to keep you away from church, to cause you to be uneasy or lazy in reading the scriptures, cause you not to pay attention to sermons, to have a habit of staying away from the Word of God, of letting worldly things take up your time. The ones on the rock are those who hear the word and they receive it with joy. They take root, believe for a while, and the time of testing fall away. Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. We've all fallen away in time of testing. We've all rejected Christ and faith and made definite choices to act against Him, to turn our back on Him. Some fell in among the thorns, and they grow, but the cares of life and the riches choke them. We care about so many things other than the Word of God. We're so preoccupied with reputation, with worries about financial matters, with worries about ourselves, others' perceptions of us. We're worried about a million things. It's true of every single one of us. And then there are those who are the good soil, who hold fast in an honest and good heart and bear fruit with patience. I suspect in some ways it's necessary for us to experience all of those kinds of soil in our lives to reduce us finally to nothing, to be pulverized, to have the rocks pulverized, to rot away with the thorns, to be strangled, to realize we need air. And we suffer trials and difficulties. People ask me how I'm doing. I say, the larger the pile of you know what, the more fertilizer. And so it is exactly with the Lord's crosses for good soil. The Lord Himself produces the good soil that His seed would have. We dare not think because of this parable that somehow the Word of God is passive or depends on us. The point is a warning for us. The Word of God is living and mighty and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing unto the marrow. Luther has this fantastic paradigm for world mission. It's all about sending. The Father has sent me, therefore I send you. Whosoever sins you forgive, they are forgiven unto them. That's the Father's own mission mandate. He sends His Son. Then His Son sends His apostles. Then, says Luther, His apostles send bishops and pastors with the same message. Whosoever sins you forgive, they are forgiven unto them. And then He even says, so also, every single Christian is sent to speak the gospel. And the gospel is not mere information. It's not talking about Jesus. I wish I'd never heard so many sermons that talked about Jesus but didn't forgive sins. It's quite possible to talk all about the Bible, all about Jesus, and quite possible not to say which is easier to say. Your sins are forgiven, arise, get up, and go. I tell you, in the stead and by the command of Christ, your sins are forgiven for the sake of Jesus. You have a clear conscience. You are absolutely forgiven. You are Christ's good ground. You are being made evermore in the struggles of your life into better ground. You are being well fertilized so that the Word of God, which is living and mighty and active, take root, take over, and make of you a beautiful piece of ground with flowering trees producing the most marvelous fruit all around, including this. I forgive you. Your sins are forgiven. That Jim knows better than anybody else. I've seen him live it and do it. For a large man, you can't believe how quickly he travels. When he walks, I can't keep up with it. I've tried in train stations in Prague and other places. He's all over the place, working indefatigably in India, Asia, Kazakhstan, and straightening things out and trying to get the right people in the right places and correcting challenges, getting people situated to work well and work well with others and do their work. It's the most complex job, I think, that we have in the Missouri Synod. Our regional directors have done such a beautiful job with the relationships around the world, upholding the word, doing it with kindness, and ensuring that we have a community of confession and also love around the world, which is a grand blessing. And today, Jim will take over for a time as Associate Director of World Mission, especially providing help to Christian on all matters theological education, etc., in this magnificent and greatest endeavor of the Missouri Synod. So, the Lord has blessed you, Jim, and He will continue to bless you. I tell you, your sins are forgiven. And all the challenges you have faced, and I've seen you face many of them, remind me of Luther's quip, I thank God for the Pope because through his ranting and raving, I've become a pretty good theologian. So all the challenges that you have faced have made you a pretty good theologian and missionary. Exactly the Lord's doing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.